President Donald Trump said on Friday that Chicago is next on his list for a National Guard deployment, part of his broader attempts to crack down on violence in U.S. cities. Trump has repeatedly targeted Democratic-led cities, accusing them of being crime-ridden. He has already deployed the National Guard to Washington, D.C., and has floated the possibility of sending troops to Chicago, New York, Oakland, and San Francisco. Numerous U.S. cities are now pushing back against Trump's military deployments. On Monday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker responded to Trump's threat at a news conference alongside Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago and other state officials. The officials criticized Trump's move as an overreach of power, saying there's no emergency in Chicago that warrants sending in the National Guard. They also argue he doesn't have the authority to do so without the state's approval. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
This is not about fighting crime. This is about Donald Trump searching for any justification to deploy the military in a blue city, in a blue state, to try and intimidate his political rivals.
Violent crime in Chicago dropped significantly in the first half of the year, representing the steepest decline in over a decade, according to city data. Shootings are down 37%, and homicides have dropped by 32%, while total violence crime dropped by over 22%. Governor Pritzker also raised the question of why Republican states and cities with higher crime rates than Chicago, like Memphis, Tennessee, or Hattiesburg, Mississippi, are not being targeted by the Trump administration. Illinois Democratic leaders say there's more to the federalization of the National Guard than just public safety concerns. Governor Pritzker continues.
We found out what Donald Trump was planning the same way that all of you did. We read a story in the Washington Post. If this was really about fighting crime and making the streets safe, what possible justification could the White House have for planning such an exceptional action without any conversations or consultations with the governor, the mayor, or the police?
The White House does not have the same authority over cities beyond Washington. When the president calls on troops without the governor's permission, the Guard is limited to protecting federal buildings and personnel, not domestic law enforcement. But Chicago Democratic leaders do not want that type of federal intervention. What they want is federal investment, according to Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Chicagoans are not calling for a military occupation. They are calling for the same thing that we've been calling for some time, and that's investment. What safe cities across America all have in common, they invest in people, and that's what we're doing in Chicago.
Mayor Johnson also called on the federal government to release the $800 million for violence prevention funds that were stripped away in April. At the news conference, many officials highlighted that the role of the National Guard is to fight in the battlefield, adding that the troops are not trained to arrest people and read them their Miranda rights. In Oakland, Mayor Barbara Lee has also dismissed Trump's earlier threats, pointing to data that shows violent crime trending down. Mayor Barbara Lee spoke at the Democratic National Convention summer meeting in Minneapolis on Monday.
Violent crime is down 29%, right? Homicides are down 21%. Vehicle thefts are down 45%. And yes, we have more work to do. Donald Trump is just downright wrong about Oakland, like he's wrong about all the other cities that he trashed.
Several Democratic officials are pushing legislation to block potential federal takeovers of local law enforcement, setting the stage for this conflict to dominate U.S. political discourse in the months ahead. This is Sophia Raissel-Fenny for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.